Track 10. Our writer asks, was Wroxham's Eric Stevenson the finest blacksmith of the 20th century?
I met Eric Stevenson briefly in the late 80s, in his thatched cottage on the edge of Wroxham, at the heart of the Norfolk Broads. A fire was burning brightly, and one of the first things I noticed was a modest object in carved metal on the hearth. I remember it as it was made from a piece of square steel bar, a little under 2 inches on each side, and about 4 inches tall. It had been carved with chisels into an exquisite head of great detail. Asking if I could look at it, Eric said, "I made it." And that started a long conversation about his past and blacksmithing. Out came a photo album, and he spoke with immense but quiet pride of working on the gates of St. Paul's Cathedral, being awarded his gold medal and his greatest work, the screen at St. Nicholas Church, Great Yarmouth, a project of 6 years. I had no idea I was sitting quietly with a true local legend. Other notable ironwork was for Norwich Cathedral and St. Martin in the Fields in London. I was the first person to work on the gates there since they were put in, he had said as he showed me the pictures of St. Paul's during our talk. In my last few years at school, the place I found most calming and satisfying was the metal workshop, or more specifically, the forge. There was something quite magical about the fire, metal, and hammer power that could turn two pieces of metal into one by fire welding. Not two pieces anymore, but one. Unlike working with wood, when two pieces will always be two pieces, even if they're glued together. In those days, power hammers, arc and torch welding were not allowed, so it was all handwork, and it was wonderful. So when Eric started talking about his life and work, I was transported back to the sounds, smells, and feelings of my school forge, in a world of my own, as I scrolled, welded, and formed metal into what I thought were works of art. What a privilege! Blacksmithing is one of humanity's oldest crafts, with roots dating back to the Iron Age, evolving with the need to manipulate metal. The essential tools of forge, anvil, tongs, and hammer have changed little over the centuries. Traditionally, a blacksmith's forge was central to village life, and medieval smiths crafted tools, horseshoes, gates, and essential hardware for village life. Industrialization introduced water-powered trip hammers and then steam-powered equipment, yet true smithing has survived in the hands of dedicated craftspeople who preserve the tradition. In the 20th century, decorative ironwork was still in great demand, blending functionality with ornamentation. It is in this rich tradition that Eric Stevenson became a key figure. Eric came from a long-standing blacksmith tradition. He told me it went back over 200 years to Shadrach Stevenson of Saxlingham in the late 18th century, but recorded in his hand-drawn family tree, there are two other smiths in the Stevenson line, even before that, Isaac and Samuel. When his father died, while Eric was in his early 20s, he gave up a career in journalism to work in the family forge in Wroxham. The first gate he ever made, in the form of a spider's web, is in the grounds of nearby Hoveton Hall. Other works included village signs, weather vanes, farm tools, and many wrought iron gates. On July the 2nd, 1970, after 40 years at the anvil, Eric was awarded the gold medal and freedom and livery of the Worshipful Company of Blacksmiths by Mr. Joseph Diamond, Prime Warden of the Company at Innkeeper's Hall in the City of London. It was the first ceremony to be filmed in the company's 600-year history, and the story was broadcast by the BBC in February 1971 in the Look Stranger series entitled By Hammer and Hand. The Worshipful Company of Blacksmiths is one of the livery companies of the City of London and is thought to have been founded, in some form, well before 1299. It was originally a trade guild established to uphold standards of craftsmanship, regulate the training and conduct of apprentices, and protect members' interests in the trade of forging iron and later steel. The company received its royal charter from Queen Elizabeth I in 1571, allowing it to control blacksmithing standards in London and the surrounding areas and to enforce regulations. Eric, at his Wroxham Forge, was also the subject of a short BBC educational film, The Blacksmith, broadcast in February 1971, which is still available to view on the British Film Institute website. Eric's workshop in Wroxham, located just behind his home, functioned as both workplace and educational hub. The BBC film shows children visiting his forge, watching him forge steel, and even observing his mobile farriery set up shoeing horses at Overstrand. According to local history accounts, he provided mobile farrier services, crafted iron-wheeled tret carts used around Wroxham Station for luggage handling, and guided local children in crafting bows and arrows, activities recounted by people who grew up in Wroxham. He's also reported to have driven the fire engine during local emergencies in the 1940s. At the 1956 Royal Norfolk Show held at Anmer in the west of the county, his stand was visited by the late Queen Mother and Princess Margaret, and a fire screen made by Eric was purchased by the Sandringham estate. Eric and his wife Lily were very much part of the local community, Eric as scoutmaster and Lily as guide mistress. Eric even met Lord Baden-Powell during an inspection of the first Wroxham Sea Scouts aboard HMS Implacable during 1934. He also served on the parish council. In 1990, he retired from the council aged 82, ending 150 years of him and his ancestors serving as public officials in Wroxham. Eric's approach was highly traditional, bar heating to white hot, freehand hammering and intricate manual forging. He retired in 1977, and over his career, his work appeared in 10 English cathedrals. Although gas forges, welding and powered hammers were available in his era, his legacy lies in his insistence on handmade precision, focusing on artistry over mechanisation. Blacksmithing has seen a revival across the UK and Ireland as both a heritage art and a contemporary craft discipline. New educational courses in ironcraft and ceremonial smithing echo the legacy of men like Eric. Historic preservation movements now restore gates and wrought iron installations by traditional methods, securing heritage while encouraging modern artisans to carry forward the tradition. Eric Stevenson's story lies at the intersection of craft, community, and cultural identity. His work decorates sacred places, his life enriched local history, and his educational work ensured forging remains more than just a tradition. It became a narrative connecting generations. In an era dominated by industrial uniformity, his forge was a voice of human touch and artistic integrity. From the roar of the forge fire to the final strike of the hammer, blacksmithing remains one of the most visceral and human crafts.